Chapter 29. Sneezewort sat on the hill slope enjoying the mid-morning sunshine. In an old upturned helmet, he was boiling up a broth of frog spawn and some stream vegetation on his fire. The rat watched his companion approaching, then turned his gaze upon the helmet, pretending to be engrossed with the task of cooking. Lousewort came damp-furred and shivering. An enormous lump showed between his ears as he squatted by the fire to dry his shivering body. Sneezewort spoke to his former companion without looking up.
I thought you were supposed to be an officer getting punished.
Lousewort peered hungrily at the mess bubbling in the helmet.
Well, I ain't an officer for no more, mate. That looks good. I'm starving.
Sneezewort stirred the broth with his dagger.
Don't you mate me, I ain't your mate no more. Why ain't you still standing up to your neck in chains in a river?
The other rat shrugged noncommittally.
They all escaped during the night with Boreham and Vendace, but I got left behind.
Left behind? Didn't you want to go with them? Better than freezing your tail off in a stream, I would have thought.
Well, I got knocked over my head and left senseless.
Wouldn't take much to leave you senseless. What happened then?
Well, I woke up and shouted the alarm. Lord Damoc sent Scoop at the ferry out with 100 or more to hunt him down. Lord Damoc said to me that at least I was loyal. Stupid, but loyal, he called me. And he said I wasn't fit to be an usher and told me I got me old job back, serving in the ranks. So here I am, mate. We're back together, just me and you here.
Sneezewort snorted as he picked the helmet off the flames between two sticks and set it down by the fireside.
So you think you can come crawling back to me, eh? Where's all your brother officers now? Tell me that. And another thing, don't think you're sharing my victuals, slobber chops. Go and get your own, you big useless gully wumper.
Lousewort sulked by the fire, looking hurt and touching the lump between his ears tenderly. Then, as if remembering something, he reached into his sodden garments and drew out a big dead gudgeon, its scales glistening damply in the morning sunlight.
I stood on this and killed you when I jumped off the rock in the stream. Do you think it'll be all right to eat?